Hi there, Mike. Thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Giselle wanted me to get on the line to get you the details and answer any questions you might have. Also to apply a reduced rate here for your company, being so established as you are. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going
so far?
Of course.
All good.
Good. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and of course, I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't need to know all that. I just need to know what you're offering.
Yeah, of course. So you're looking at a 5-mile radius. You have a website already, yet it's hard to find even people in your service area if they don't already know the name of your company. And most people, if they don't know who to call, they're just going to type in home improvement or, you know, room additions, whatever they might type in. If it's a service that you provide, we'll make sure that people can see you and see your website. So what we'll do in a nutshell is to make sure that you have all the content that Google looks for in determining what businesses they'll display on that first page. So you'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories talking about your company, your services, your service area, and linking back to your website. You'll be verified on Google and Bing as an active business, and because of that content, you'll be appearing on the first page. I mean, you've been in business a long time, and people can see that you're in the area providing the service they need. It's a no-brainer for them to pick up the phone and call you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's simply a flat monthly rate, no taxes, fees, or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. You're not paying for leads. You're not getting leads and chasing down those leads along with your competition. People who need your services will call you directly. As a very well-established business, you qualify for our legacy rate. That's actually a 50% reduction in the normal cost of the service. It would save you $200 every single month. Brings your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $199. That would be the exact amount. So, again, no taxes or surcharges, and you're not paying for, you know, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's the same flat rate. Now, I'm sure you can handle at least a little bit more business here and there, and I imagine you see a value to getting calls directly to you. One thing that Giselle attached here was an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile. Is that a service that you are using currently? Are you paying
leads? I use other people, too. I use different companies. I use different local people.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to go into my, you know, I don't ask you what you make and, you know, what you ate last night. Just let's move on with what you're offering.
All right. I was just asking if you use that service and if it was effective for you. So do you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah. How long does it take to get set up? And what if I don't like the service?
Okay, so it's at will, so you can stop at any time. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, or you can stop the service outright. No questions asked or fees involved. You've got a website already. We don't have to create that. It's going to take about maybe 3 or 4 business days for us to create the content that Google will index, and maybe 5 to 10 business days. We don't wait for that to happen, obviously, for you to be verified by Google as an active business. So we offer the service with no long-term contracts. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. And obviously, our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. It's performance based on our end.
Okay. What I'll do, the other people that are, can you still hear? Can you still hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I hear you.
I thought I lost you. Okay. If your business does well, my listing does well, then I'll start discontinuing. I'll start closing other accounts.
Okay.
Yeah, I
mean, our job is, like I said, to keep your phone ringing. That's why I was kind of asking you if what you're doing right now is working for you, and if it's not, you know, obviously, you know, you'll be able to stop using those other services. But, you know, everyone uses Google. Google it. It's what we say. It's what we do. It's the power of this particular listing. You know, I know that you're a well-established business, and you've got people that have used you in the past and maybe even use you again, recommend you to their friends and family. But for people who don't know who to call, they're most likely going to Google it. You know, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the Yellow Pages anymore. We just jump on a smartphone or hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords for the service we need. We find someone usually on that first page, and that's who we'll call. Now, you're not going to be limited by how someone finds you, any service you provide, any keyword associated with that service, as long as they're in that 5 mile service area, of course. Any device that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even with internet access, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, Cortana on a smartphone, that type of thing.
Okay. I don't use Facebook, nor do I wish to.
Okay.
So that doesn't matter, right? That doesn't affect anything?
You don't have to for this particular listing, for this particular package. You don't have to use Facebook or be on Facebook. And you don't have to use any of the directories that we create either. And to be honest, we don't create that content so your customers can use it and see you there. We create that content so Google and Bing can see it. And with that content, whether it's a directory that people are aware of or not aware of, you know, that's what Google sees. That's what the search engine sees on verified information, trusted citations and directories that Google looks for. The more content you have online that Google can see, if it's relevant to that search, the higher you will rank compared to your competitors. And obviously, you've been in business a very long time, and once we put you where people can see you, which pretty much for the most part, for most people, it has to be the first page. Most people don't go past that first page. But when they can see you there and see your website, see that you've been in the industry for a long time, you'll get calls directly to you. So it's nothing at all like a lead-based service. I know you said you're doing a bunch of other things. You didn't get too much into the details, and I'm not asking you to. But with our service, the calls come to you. So you're not paying for a lead or being in a bidding war with your competitors.
Any other costs associated with this listing?
There are no other costs. It is an exact amount, no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, nothing like that. It would bill once a month for the exact amount of $199.
Okay. So what do I need to do to get started? As far as keywords and stuff, I don't know, you take care of that? Or?
Yes. One of the very first things that we'll do is we'll schedule a follow-up call. We call it a client interview. One of our technicians will want to spend about 25, 30 minutes with you talking about things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, fair, fast, efficient, client satisfaction, job one, any of that. Obviously we'll take care of that in a follow-up call. We'll talk about the different services that you want to be found for. We will do the keyword research. So we'll basically, you know, look at the services that you provide, find out what people are typing in when they're looking for those types of services. We'll email a list of that to you. You can say, I like this one, get rid of that one, could you add this one, that type of thing. But for the most part, we'll be able to create that for you.
Yeah, very good. Okay, sounds very good so far.
Okay. Now, I see the business is it Kraus? How do you pronounce your last
name? Yes, Kraus Design and Construction.
Yeah, perfect. I see it listed as an Inc., Incorporated. Did you want the INC to be part of the business branding name? I mean, it doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't have to be, no. No.
It's not
helpful. It doesn't.
Right.
You know,
I agree 100%. I agree 100,000%. I did want to be specific, though, that the and between the design and construction, I see it as the ampersand, the symbol, not the word spelled out. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. And then, Mike, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you want your customers to call and also the best number for us to reach you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and of course, I imagine it is also a smartphone. You can receive a text message on that phone?
Right, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it to you. But did you have a preference, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
From you or for customers? Which one?
From us to contact you regarding your account. Most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls from your customers.
It can be a text or email or a phone call, either one.
Okay.
Whatever.
Any of those?
Preference? I have no preference. It varies.
No preference.
If I can't pick up the phone, then could be a text or an email.
Sure. And there's always going to be that redundancy built into it. If we try to call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and send you a text message, that type of thing. Just wanted to see if you had any direct preference. One other thing I wanted to ask you quickly about, because I know that you are service-based. You obviously have to go out to that property to do the work. There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, meaning no one ever does come to you before, during, or after the process, right?
Exactly.
Okay. I did just want to check on that, because Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. And even if it were a shop or an outside office, if you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. Now, they will want to verify that you're an active business, that you are in the local area. They do not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes, as those can be rented by someone outside of town. I did see an address, which I'm thinking might be a residence, the 2513 McComas Ave.
Okay.
So you do receive mail there, but you don't receive customers there. We'll make sure that that address never does appear anywhere online for your business. Now, Mike, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, it's a fixed flat rate. It's $199. There's no other cost associated with either setting it up or maintaining it. I would do a couple of things. Like I said, I would take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. I would also right now read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Partners. It actually gets recorded through the computer, attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. Even before I can ask you for any form of payment, I have to let you know, of course, that we're providing these services, that they're, at will, that you can stop at any time, that there's no cancellation fee, that type of thing. And that, in this case, we're also waiving your setup fee and reducing the cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay. What I wanted to, can I say something?
Of course, at any time.
I have also Google Ads, which may be,
you do.
Either in competition or maybe duplication. So I could put that on pause.
You can absolutely put that on pause. We can also talk about, if you want, at a later date, we can talk about managing those Google Ads for you. That's a different part of the search result that appears at the very top of the page, the one thing that appears above the local map. Those, as you know, are paid ad, and you pay for the click. So it is a different service. You're welcome to pause it, keep it going, or at some point later on have us manage those ads for you. What we're talking about appears just below those paid ads at the top of the page. It's the local map or the PAC result, and that's where most people go. So I know you're going to love this service. Now, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but feel free to stop me at any time if you've got a question or if you want me to clarify my question. Like I said, it is pretty straightforward. It's just going to take a couple of minutes, and then we'll take a look together at the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Just give me a second here.
All right.
Okay. So, Mr. Krause, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mike, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is, in fact, an added form of protection for you. It does say, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, sir, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Design and Construction.
That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Krause, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Michael Krause, President.
Okay. And then, Michael, as the President of Krause Design and Construction, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mike, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
When you say billing,
right. We have to ask. It's a silly question. It's not a car that you borrowed from someone else or found on the street. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails, even coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Krause, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional, meaning anything new that you don't already have online. The reason we ask is all of the content that we will create for you. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we make sure that all of the business information online stays accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying that if anything new comes along, it's a good idea to let us know. We will, again, do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure that, of course, there's no address that appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything that you're aware of, anything new that comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is consistent. We wouldn't want someone to create a listing with the INC included and things like that. So you would agree to that, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, of course, the big one being that, you know, the legacy rate for your experience, bringing it down by 50%, no setup fee. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 25th of March, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. Again, Mr. Krause, that's a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, fees, or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 25th of the month, and that same exact discounted rate of $199. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I did mention, this is completely at will, which means if after that second payment you find that you're getting more work than you can take on, want to go on vacation, or if you want to, you can stop the service seasonally, you can pause it or discontinue at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, by simply contacting our client support team. Mike, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Krause, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Krause, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Mike, what works best for you, sir?
A Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Both. And that's Michael, not Mike, on that card?
Correct.
And no middle initial, though? And then it says Krause Design and Construction?
Yes. No middle
initial. And then no middle initial. And then you did say that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
I'll get an email confirmation of all this, right?
Yes, yes. You'll actually get the email confirmation. Everything that we just went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing, and you will receive that in just a second here. Excuse me.
Okay, the number is, whenever you're ready.
Yes, sir.
4154.
Okay.
1772.
Yes, sir.
3458.
Okay.
0142.
And then the expiration month and year?
3/26.
3/26. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
967.
967. So I've got 967, 967, and March or 03/2026, the expiration. And then, Mr. Krause, the card number itself, Mr. Krause, was 4154. 1772-3458-0142?
Right.
Okay. And is that bill at the 2513 McComas Ave in Kensington, 20895?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Now, in about a minute here, like I said, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. So local like your local area, splash like a splash of water, support@localsplash.com.
Remember me writing this down. That'll be in your email?
It will be, yeah, yeah. You don't have to write it down now. You'll get it in a minute from our automated system. You'll also receive that additional email that I mentioned, the link to, it's the initial invoice email, and there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we just went over in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing. In fact, you will get that link also by text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may receive the text message even before you receive the email. But Mr. Krause, when you receive one or the other of those, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there, and then also needing to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for this particular phone call. The call itself takes about 25-30 minutes. I may even be able to get you the 2 o'clock in this next hour. Other than that, there's a 4 o'clock. It would be scheduled by the hour, but the call takes about 25-30 minutes. Would get you maybe a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. If I can, in fact, get that 2 o'clock, would you be available? I mean, it's a little short notice.
I can do it at 2. I can do it at 4.
The 4? Okay. So we'll schedule it from 4 until 5. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. You'll get a email reminder an hour prior. So at 3, you'll receive that email reminder that the call is scheduled for 4. And in just a minute here, I will also send you a calendar invite to your email just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email?
I see a text message.
Okay. Now, the text is actually faster because it goes exactly where we want it to go. The invoice email has the invoice and then a link. But if you open up that text message, you should see where it talks about the local splash terms of experience, talking about the services that we provide, the Google Business Optimization. Of course, all the different directories that we create are not listed there. We don't have to do a landing page for you because you've already got the website. Google Ads are not part of this particular package. You said you're doing that yourself. You can pause them if you like, or if you like, we can investigate that at a later date to do those for you. That's totally up to you. I don't really want to walk you through everything here, but I do know that you said that the mobile number that we're speaking on is something you have access to, that you would be open to receiving text messages. About two-thirds of the way down, it populates your mobile number, and a box to opt out of SMS or text messages. Please do leave that box unchecked so that we can, in fact, send you those text messages. At the very bottom, though, you'll see a long line that goes all the way across, and below it, it says signature. Above it, there is a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of that card, the card on file here. Please do click on that box, and then it's going to ask you to either copy and paste your name or type it in, just
as
it appears.
I can't do that. I'm on the phone now. I'm not going
to. Oh, you can't do it while you're on the phone? I gotcha. Yeah, not a problem. You'll get that in just a second. If you have any issues or concerns getting through that, our technician can walk you through that with that follow-up call right out or shortly after 4. Other than that, though, I did want to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, especially with your experience. I mean, when you're on that first page and people can see the website, a lot of information on that website about you, your gallery, everything else, you're definitely going to get phone calls. So we're absolutely looking forward to getting your phone ringing a little bit more, of course, earning your business. It is going to be someone else. Yeah, of course.
I know all that. If it's not going to work, I won't be using it. Don't worry about that.
I expect
you don't have
that.
To sell it.
I expect that. 100%.
Okay, I want to say something. I won't get it said. Okay. As far as creating the drama to attract people,
mm-hmm.
How does that work? How does that work, and what triggers it?
So we are, like I said, going to take information off of your website, but dot the I's and cross the T's with that client interview. We will create that content that Google will index, all of those destinations known to the public and unknown. That's the content that's going to have you popping up on that first page. So you've got a great website, but right now it's hard for people to see it. We do what's called off-page optimization. We'll create different destinations and directories that Google trusts and looks for when someone does a keyword search. All of that talks about your services and your service area, and then links back to your website and your verified listings on Google and Bing. That's what's going to have you pop up on that first page. But people will find you just by typing in keywords related to the services that you provide.
Got it. Okay. All right. Got it. Okay, so we'll discuss that with the later phone call.
Sounds perfect. Should get to you right out or a few minutes after 4. I really appreciate your time. You take care. You have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Rest of the day. Thank you. Thank you very much. Enjoy the weekend, sir. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.